Shingadasaniga, your day of penance, Kusin, Chesivani Tarshim, and Bays, May 30, 1982, on Sunday.
Now, let's go to the Mori. Mitame Venus is it to Makawa and Murabo. Mad, we too myself, we care. When we started, we should only tell me it is our goal. We hold the seed with John and Mahmasen, say, I'll call her in a shee or the seed basket coin. Do it, I'm ashamed. Do you discuss with Shevazera, with Shevazera, and Colatsme, Mahmas Enes, Kripo. So, in other words, the Aloha of Freedom, which is also Mitame Venus, has stressed. Number one, in respect to the Thomas Balcher, even if it's not followed by other years. So the one year of Zive makes him a topic to myself. So even if it will be vainous, not because of the special sickness of Zive, but because of a certain experience, because of the shock, or because of one of the Shivat Brochim that might give rise to a discharge of Zivin. So it still becomes stomach to myself. That's one aspect of real Rishin for Zalmitam Venus. The other aspect is that suppose this real Rishin of Zivin is followed by a real Shvi of Zivin. So even though the real Rishin of Zivin was Machmasenes, not because of the sickness of Zive, but because of a special experience, so still it is Mitzure. So the real Rishen of Zivo Machmasenes is Mitzure to the second Rishen that was not Machmasenes, and he becomes his Abgob, so that he has to come Zayuki. So this is what Rashi had mentioned, the two aspects. Oyse Tumakawa, one aspect, in respect to the Tumakawa of Rio Rishino by itself, so even though it was Venus, so it becomes Tommy to Masere, and then the other aspect, Ritzari Rishino Ritalik is Abdom. Alright. Tosh. Ro Rio Rishino, that's a Mishnah in Zadi. Suppose, so Rio say. So we have to debate the king, maybe he had a discharge of Zive of that fluid because of excessive eating, because of excessive drinking, because of the shock. So in other words, so then he's not a Rio Rishino Bakinin say, my love with Tume. So what does the Mishnah mean? That we made, can I say, in case it originated in one of the seven experiences, the Mach of the Mishke, so then he doesn't become Mitzurah with the second Riyah to become Zav. So what do we call? In other words, insofar as becoming affected with Tumazal of being Mechuyev to count Zayin King is concerned. So even if the initial Riyah was the Ines, did not originate in the sickness of the Zal, but as long as the second Riyah originated in the sickness of the Zav, so then the first Riyah that originated in one of the seven experiences, so is Mitzureh to make him Tomei as his Zav. But it's Beit Kineisi Ligami Kom. The halacha is that his Zav is Mechuyev to bring him home only if he had three Riyahs. So suppose the first Riyah was Beinus, So then, and then we have two other years, so then he's not required to bring it home. But insofar as becoming affected with the tumazal, even though the first year was the anus, as long as the second year was not the anus, so the memory becomes his own. Great case. Bishiva Droch, the Macher, the Mishne, the Kvitze, the Maser, my love, the Dume, the Beine Sade, have a clearly come there. Lord, we call, the Kamaise, Beine, the Mitzdarfe, the Shoresh, the Chayve, call. Alright. Kosh, Bishni of Beit Kineise, that the second year we also have to make, we have to make sure that it didn't originate in one of the seven experiences. How could that Mishnah say such a thing? There is a loche, ikre kam psore v'loi machmasen says. So certainly in regard to the second year, that makes him into a zav. So only if it doesn't originate in an anus, but if it originates in one of the seven experiences, so then he doesn't become a zav. So how can the Mishnah say that the Shia Benkine is only with Abikom, Ritumeroi, El Rav Ritume? So obviously when the Mishnah says the Shia Benkine is, it means that if it originated in one of the seven experiences, the Macha, the Mishnah, the Kvitze, so then he doesn't become Tome as his up. So when we disable it to me, so since the Savior of the Mishnah is up, he has reference to Tome, so he should not only Tome, not recall. So maybe it's Ikashi against Rabune who says that Rio Shino Shozav is mitame beines and can even be mitzure for the Rio Shio to become a real Zav and to come by the key. Midiye, Rokinise. So the Sefer might have reference to Tome, but the Rio Shio when he says Rio Shino Shozav Beiki has reference only to Igabiko. Tosh. Hebelezer in Rabbi Shlishi Beit Kinei Sin Yaakov. Hebelezer in Rabbi Shlishi Beit Kinei Sin Yaakov. Michlau Ditanekane Mifnatu Bekoma. Not Mishim Kom. So we see that insofar as Kom is concerned, according to Talikame, it does not make any difference whether it is Venus or not Venus. And the whole aloche of the difference between Venus and not Venus is only Gabitome, not Gabitome. So the main way, so as a matter of fact, this is points out that the Gemara did not have to be diluted from the clause of Reb Lezer, because the Mishnah in Zavi spells it out that according to Nekame, we don't require Dike as far as Kom is concerned. So, anyway, so Gemara is Midayik from the fact that Reb Lezer says, Abishni Shibiki Lezim Nakom, so it's an eye only according to Reb Lezer. So there is a loche that insofar as the Chilkom is concerned, so every Riyah if a Riyah is originates in an anus in one of the seven experiences, so then it does not become insurance to be a higher being a Kom after three Riyah. But insofar as Tumi is concerned, so of course it has to be Shaloi Machmasenes. Shaloi Machmasenes means, of course, Shaloi Machmasenes is also a name, but Shaloi Machmasenes means when it's a sickness, it's a general condition. Mama sinus means it's not in general condition. Just because he ate excessively, or he drank excessively, or he had his shot. So because of that, he had the discharge of that fluid. But it's not in general condition. That's called machmasenis. And when someone is afflicted with the sickness that gives rise to the discharge, when the discharge is symptomatic of a certain sickness, then it's called shalom machmasenis. Even though this is as much of an illness as when it originates in machom mishne kritze, but when the Mishnah calls it machmasenis, it means it's not symptomatic of a general sickness, but it is yours due to a special experience. So we see from this Mishnah that only Reb Lezer holds that a real machmasenis is not in tzureh l'gabikol, but and it can hold that even a real machmasenis in so far as home is concerned, so it also needs to it. But, of course, that goes without saying. Now, one exact is not in the real home if he doesn't become affected with the tumazav of being tomei and to count zayin ki. So the melee, he could not be. If the first real or the second real, if the first real and the second real originated in the name is, so the melee, it could not become a real call, because since we got the tumor in order to become affected with the tumor zap of counting Zion King, so there we have our way that the real deinus does not afflict him with the tumazav of becoming mechuyev to count zayin kiyin. So the melee, how could he be mechuyev at all? Only if he has the tumazav of counting zayin kiyin. So then we have a lochet. If 2 years he has the tumazav of counting zayin kiyin, but the korban is not with him. If he had 3 years, so then he's mechuyev to make a korban. So according to the Kameh, there is no halacha of Rie Machmasenis not that being the highest korb per se. But there is a halacha that one could not, in Zav, could not be the highest Chuyri korb, unless he is a real Zav, and he has it to Nashimo, and he is the Chuyri to count Zayin Ki. But if the first Rie or the second Rie was Benes, so there he doesn't become afflicted with Tumazav. How can he be the Rie Kov? Mashiach is the first Rie and the second Rie was Shaloi Benes. Shaloi Benes. So the first Rie and the second Rie so was symptomatic of the sickness of Zav. And then the third Rie originated in the name. So there, since he became a Zav, and he became a Chuyev to come down the kingdom before the third Rie, and the third Rie, the purpose of the third Rie is only to be Mechayim Mikom, so there, even though the third Rie was Benes, he becomes a Chuyev Mikom, and the third Rie is Benes. But anyway, we cannot say that when the Mishnah says, Rio Mishenah shall Zav Beitin and say that it's skeptical, because according to the Kameh, so Korban does not require, Korban per se, does not require that the Rio should be Shalom. It's only the Tumazav of becoming afflicted with Tumazav and becoming required to come by the key that requires a Rio Shalom. So, but as far as Korban is concerned, so, as far as Korban per se is concerned, so death can be even a reassailant. So, in Melech, we cannot say that when the Tanakhamer says, when the Rabbonim say the Mishnah is of it, war, real, shame, or bait, can they say, recall,
because hope per se doesn't require reassuring things. But obviously, it means it has reference to the union of two men. So we see that not only the second Nishyahu has to be symptomatic of a sickness and not to originate in one of the seven experiences, but even the first prayer has to be a real shalom bainess. And if it's a real bainess, it cannot be mitzvah. So it's a kasha in the kabbalah. So the more I say, look, the kulah only comes, the ochedes in coming Now, the Hazot this year's Hazot, I should think in the Menashe Chazera, we come up. The Hazobo, the Nidoso, the Hazot, the Zeyde, Lazoch of the Ranchengo, Rish, Ashenishka, with me. So, Vazot is David. So, S is written the Torah. So, the S is coming from it. Rabbonu Midarash Esi. The Rebbe Zadon is Esi. Rabbonu Midarash Esi. Hazot Chod. The Hazot, that's one reason. And Zeybe Tarz, and the S doesn't count. So remember, Hazot Chodeh Zeybe Tarz. So then the Torah says, Hazot Zeybe Lazoch. Bishlishi Akshrachmon Elin Keivo. So now this Alochet, the Tiriyo Shalene. So Nafitane, that is peculiar to Zad. By Zobe, there is no difference whether a woman has a menstrual flow because she has a period, that's her general condition, or she has a menstrual flow because she was overtaken by a special experience, by a shock or by something. So by surprise, it doesn't make any difference. So even if the real dab originates in special experience, it's not symptomatic of the condition, of the general condition that she has a period of cycle. So she's male just the same. So the male, according to Rabbon, they don't count it. So Razor is one reason. And Zeybe is two reasons. So then, it's Razor. He has the same status of the Zoho. Now, with that Zoho, there is a special aloha that the real bainess is not Nitane. But by Kevo, by woman, it doesn't make any difference when this child of Zive is symptomatic of the general condition or is the result of a special experience. So, still, it's Nitane just the same. So, Vazo, Zive, if it's only 2 years, so then it has to as it in a bizoho, and the aloha of the bain is not in time yet twice. Mashiach in the third year, so that has the same din as in the cable. And by the cable, there is no difference between rear bain and rear shalom. Zokhot. Zeybitar to Zoho, so in the Adkan is in Zoho, she may come there. We come the area by the species, Rinkei Voxi, claim by usually the Nikkei Voxi, she may come there. He also in the Pilki, the Riozi Zey, view Name Maisel in the Riko. So in other words, where is the Machinesium? Then the Machinesium is between Tanekame and Zabweza. What are the question? Is whether Korn per se, whether the Aloche of Riazin is in the Tanekame? Applies to Korm per se or not. And Tanakami says it doesn't apply to Korm. The whole halacha of Kriya Tzeinis in Nitane applies only to Tumezah of Zayin. But insofar as Korm is concerned, so in the Tzeinis can be the high of Korm. But one could not become a Kriya Tzeinis unless he is first afflicted with Tumezah. But insofar as Korm per se is concerned, the Vaccine assumed, that there is no halacha of Rio Shein or Shalema. Rio Shalema is, can be the higher compassion. Now the Gemara is saying no, that the Tanakhama is also made that the halacha of Rio Shein is in the Tame, does not only apply to Tume, but it applies to Kom also, to Kom per se. But, on the contrary, insofar as Tumazok is concerned, so the Rio Shein is the Tame, can be soon after Rio Shein to afflict him with Tumazok, with Gabriel Shein. But insofar as the Chiyuv Kom is concerned, so the Tanakhama also agrees with the Blazer that both Rias cannot be the highest Kom unless the two Rias, the second Rias and the first Rias, are Rio Shalomim. But the Tanakhama holds the third Rias can be the highest Kom even if it's a Rio Shalomim. Once the Tzav had two Rias Shalom Beis, so then the third Rias can be Mechayev in the Kom, even if the Rias is Beis. Whereas, Chabrezal, not only the first two Rias, in order to be Mechayev in the Kom, have to be Rias Shalom Beis, but even the third Rias, in order to be Mechayev in the Kom, has to be a Rias Shalom Beis. So the first Rias, in order to be the Chayim Kom, to be Mitzure, regarding Chayim Kom, it has to be Shalom Beis. But in order to be Mitzure, to afflict him with Tum Azar, regarding Zion King, it can be even a Rias. So Azov Chodesh, in it out, Rizoko Bishlishi, Bishlishi, Akshe, Rachman, Rishay, Rabbez Adon, Rishay, Hazor, Chod, Eze, El, Sark, Zey, Viklat. So what's up? So in other words, the aloha of Rio Shalom Beis, the requirement of Rio Shalom Beis, applies. But the Vi, Akshe, Rachman, Rishay, what does it mean for the Vi, Akshe, Rachman, Rishay? Once he had three Beis, so easy. A full valve, he has to count by machine, and he has to be quickly gone. So the fourth year is of no significance. It is of significance. In other words, he's the quickest to count by machine. But suppose he starts counting, and then on one day he has another discharge. So that seems to have a prayer only by machine. So the question is, suppose after he counted, after he saw three rias, and all the three rias were Shalom Beis, so he became quickly called, and he started to count Zion King, and then he had in the midst of the count of Zion King, he had a rias, so that rias Beis, all that will be is all the Akshe Rachman Rechive. The Akshe Beine, the Roimei Yentume, the Mechaz Yotar Tei Tamalei, the Mekor Namalei, the Mishlei Shechaiwei, El Yispire, the Yen Deposa, the Yis Chilis, the Yashivo Nikim, the Ro, the Yo, the Bees, Akshe Beine Tei. So that's the Allah. The relevance of Rio Shalei Beine, after the third Rio, so that, in other words, the predominant Aloha and the Tevye of Zive in Sensei of the Zayni King. So once he became the Chuyah Benikom, so then a Rio, even the Enes in Sensei of the Zayni King. Toshi, the deeds are in lines of the Chalbacheri Oyo, the Lomiyoto Loho, the Lomiyoto Loho, the Lomiyoto So that's not to my service. Oh, she did really shame off, because only the whole option is Tamadei, Wie gibt es denn, ach, weil er schon nicht auf mich schaut, wie wir uns schon da nicht auf mich schaut? He's not, he's only coming to myself, like a Thomas Valkyrie. He's not, he doesn't care, the Thomas Zavetsar, a lover. And he's bringing all the other Valkyrie, wie wir uns schon. Du warst mir auch so, wie wir uns schon, ja, loch, 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 זהי בו מקצר המת, שכבל זה רבו מקצר החי, זהי ביום ידי מיורים בעיצו המוזר, שכבל זה רק שור ידי מיורים בעיצו שאין המוזר. נאו, גם אני יודע שאולי טוב, שזהו איתי זה קופים. Там они вышли топло, то... Там они вышли топло, вишама еврей, чирей коух мене рабео, и висил на еврей митам и лах и опыт. Митам и лах и опыт. Но вот это же махрил, как и твин вишама и митея, и ви митея, со полу и митея, со иде и митея, чирей вишча задам, So, of course, if she had it in shattered down, after she was still there, you let us off. After 7 days, she was still there, and then she had it in shattered down, so that down is certainly coming, according to everybody. But suppose it's already after the Zion, 7 days, but you let us off. Or the 14 days, but you let us decay. And she wasn't developed yet, and she had it in shattered down. So the Shammai say, Bishamai say that it is, it's only Tamei, Kireko, Chmeme Radar. Chmeme Radar. In other words, it's not affected with the Tumas, Dam Nido, as such. Because Dam Nido is the Tamei. It's a special Tumas. And it's the Tamei Lach Yodesh. It's the Tamei Lach Yodesh. Now, Dam. Now, Dam Tarish on Yitzharas, so, Bishama is Mitar in the Gamma, and Bishirel, they say, Kireko Chmim Radar. So according to Bishirel, Dam Tarish on Yitzharas has a deal of Mayonis. Has a deal of Mayonis. And according to Bishama, He doesn't even have a deal of Mayon. He doesn't even have a deal of Mayon. Now, in regard to Aizdama Yilde Sholitov, so, according to Bishamai, so, it's beyond Torah Rachmane, not beyond Mitzvah Torah Rachmane. So, Mele, insofar as the Dam, As the dam nido is concerned, so it's not mitame, it's not affected to it too much dam nido. Mimele, but of course, the Shammai is also meaning that if he nailed it, even though it's already after the 7 days, after the 14 days, but as long as she's not developed, she has it too much nido. She mitame is mishka lomesha, and the mayonis are mitame, but since according to the Shammai, so dam, which does not conform, to the characteristics of Mayonis. It's not a sudden waiting. So according to the Shammai, he doesn't have a din of Mayon. So Mele, according to Shammai, Dam, a little bit of Mutoklo, so neither I say it's not the Tamil Do, not the Jericho, Mele Raguer. But Mizrabonon, it is the Tamil Jericho, Mele Raguer, because of its Zere. But to the Dam, Caden, the Dam Caden the Mitzvah. So it's only the Rabbon, as Rashi pointed out. Oh, Bishama Yemet Shavei Kochmim Rabbon, Mitam Elach, Mitam Elach. We hold it on the head of the Seth, the Vedis. Die niederkommt manchmal die Körperregel in Josef Hosea. Hier kann Rego mit dem Raguero mit dem Mosse. Und kann es in der Manier auf ihn gekreuzt und nicht schon sagen, kann ich jetzt. Die Domen haben aber ganz in Samteo, wie die Schamel, die Domen, die Gnolle, die mit Tolle Rachmone, wo Moe, die Schubai und Name lecker ist, Moe, do er in die Sage lehnt sich, because only the Silel, they darschen von der Posse. The Dam, even though it's not the Sage lehnt sich, it doesn't come strictly within the category of Mayonnaise, but it can be in Mayonnaise. That's according to the Silel. So it doesn't mean Mayon with Reise. But according to the Shammai, because of the other Awoche by the Shammai, so it doesn't even have a deal of Mayon. So the Mele and the Reise level, so according to the Shammai, the Mayon is only Togo, should not be Nitame, even Kereko, Chlim Rado, even Lachit should be Nitame. But, at the Hoche, Rabon and Gozer, Hoi, with Mele, with Zeyra, Lachal Zayen, or to Teir Zayen. Und mir und Gott alle, was ich habe, lachen wir auch nicht. Zu ich mir sagen, so wie bei Kinder, so wie in der Mosel der Rabot. In other words, the reason is why the Rashi says, that the coming to be Shama, so that I use the Tokmo, so you can Kereko, Chmim, and Aglero, the fact that it's in Kami Lach, is only in the Rabot, that's because of the other sister of the Shama, but it's two separate questions. One machlokes between the Shama and the Silel is on the question as to whether the dam of the Mitzras. What does it mean, dam of Mitzras? The Bayonis of the Mitzras are torn. So the question is whether the dam of the Mitzras, so whose Bayonis are torn, did I say whether the dam is also torn or not? So according to the Shammai, that's the first machlokes. According to the Shammai, so it's not Mitame. It's not Mitame because it doesn't come within the category of Mayonnaise. It's not disagreeable. According to the Silel, even though it doesn't come within the category of Mayonnaise as such, but it has a din of Mayonnaise. A din of Mayonnaise. Now, if the Shammai, if somebody will agree with the Shammai's Shite in the second Machlokes, but he'll agree with the Silel's Shite in the first Machlokes, then the Shammai would, then that person who would agree with the Shammai Shita in the second Machlokes, but not with the Shammai Shita, but with the Silel Shita in the first Machlokes, then he would say that Damalil de Sholitoglo is Mitame Kereko Chmimim Rabreo Midraim. But in view of the fact that the Shammai had the Shita in the first Machlokes, that the dam is in as much as it doesn't conform to the characteristics of Mayonnaise, so it doesn't even have a din of Mayon, so the Mele according to the Shammai, the Mayon is only talking about at the right level, it's not the dam at all, not in the lack, but in the Rabbonon is the dam of the lack. Why not with the Isaiah? Because of the other shift of the Shammai. But what the Silel say is Mitame Lach Yomish, because the Silel say that even though it's in Itaya, but the Yomim would feel it on Rachmone. So, as long as she was not developed, so the melee, the dam is done. The dam is done. Now, but one thing is sure, even according to the Silel, even though the Silel say that the Yomim would feel it on Rachmone, the Yomim would feel it, but it only applies to the Tumas Dam, but not to the Isha. She doesn't become a Nido and you. That is the theory's made. That even though she had a discharge of Dam, she had a discharge of Dam in the Yemekeya, in the 33 days, you let it off, or in the 66 days of Yeretz Mitzrayim. So, before she went through it, but she doesn't become, even according to the Silel, she doesn't become neither new, because it's in Itaya. So then the Silel is made it to the Shammai, that the discharge of Dam in the Itaya, even though it took place before she went through it, but it doesn't make her neither new. But the Silel saying, the only would feel a Talirach money, the Yomim would feel a Tali Rachmone, so that means that insofar as the Tumas Dam, it's two separate awards. One award is if a woman
has a menstrual flow. So then she becomes male. She becomes male, as a bio, she becomes affected with tumasin. So she's a bio, and she's never too male. And then there is another awache. The damnido is gone, is an avatar. So, so when Bishiro says, Biyomi Mutsuru Tale Rahmone, that's only vis a vis the damnido, the tume of the damnido. So Biyomi Mutsuru Tale Rahmone. But insofar as the tumas nido is concerned, so Bishiro also made it to Bishamai. As long as it's already in the Meteya, so the discharge of dam does not make her into a legal unit. But of course, until she's developed in 50 years or 100 years, will expire, she'll remain affected with tumas nido because of the nidus, the shel nido that was on her before. But insofar as the new discharge of dam is concerned, even according to Bishiro, she doesn't become a nido inu. But until she's the Dalas, so she has the tume, snido, even for 50 years or for 100 years. So, but the shita of Bishiro is, beyond with Fila Tali Rachmone, that the tumas dam, which is an avatume by itself. So that is beyond Mutvila Tal Rahmone. And even in Yemiteya, so the Damnido itself is an avatume. So Yimora says, Tani, Oma Lem Bisil Bisham, Yate Meir Midi Yoshoi Tomu Vas Adam Shit Meyo, Oma Lem Bishamai, לא יממר תמידי לא שעקו את הלו לבוא לעשות נאה תנו בי ילדס שאיתו לו לבוא לעשו שאיתו אמרו להם ילדס בזה יפתחיה שאיתו לו לבוא לעשו לאחר ולסביר את תאירו לא יתו לו לבוא לעשות נאה אמרו להם הוא עדים ביד שלו למען את פריגה אם אנחנו רואים את ילדס בזה also there is a מחלי קס between בשמי and Bishama you say Biyomim Tal Rachmone, not Biyomim Utfile. So even you let us be saved, so just Biyomim is Tal Rachmone. Vatna, who made the Biyomim be saved, Shemi Tamarach Yovich. So you Bishama is made there. Loi Kashi, Kamshe Sofo, Kamshe Loi Sofo. So in other words, then when do Bishama say that just Biyomim? So in other words, when does Bishama say? When does Bishama say that the dam she sees, so in Yemiteya, so in Stoyeya, that is by the letters Bizei, where she already counted Zayin. She counted Zayin Kiyim within the 14 days. She's in the earliest Kevo. And then she stopped seeing dam one day after she gave birth to the Kevo, and she counted Zayin Kiyim, and then, after the 14 days expired, she had a discharge of dam. So then, that dam, according to Mishama, is not tome. Masheinke, if she had a discharge of dam after the 14 days, but she has not as yet managed to count Zayinke, then Mishama is made that it's tome. Because since she is a Yeledes B'Zeiv, so she has to count Zayin Kiyim. And if she hasn't finished counting Zayin Kiyim, so every year that she has, is Seisel and Matreya, the whole count. So Memele, it is Mitame. So, if Mishama is made in the Yisrael, Kamshe Sof or Kamshe Loisof. Alright, now the Rash. You learn the Zeta Tea Shita Rach Shimon, so that you keep with Vadim to Mesley, you was a tail, you beat them to you, you can talk with us at all. Oh, we'll be shamming out the claim of Kirk and I'm going to be a little more greedy. So we talk with us at all, Kakhler and Bizim, Shop, or you will eat him, she will be keen, we'll talk with us at all. Come, she's off for the Giseo, be so for Zaini Kim, must listen to the Mishamai, he shall be Milady, but I'm so far, she will be keen. Work out, I forgot that when Bishamai, you let us lay the Jerry to him and I will. Maybe you let us be safe, sofo, the whole partially sofo zoboi. Now this is the basic machlokes in In other words, that within the 7 days and the 14 days, so it's a mayon tome. So the dam comes out from one mayon. And then, after the 7 days, after the 14 days, so it's nistamatome, and then the discharge that comes out is comes out from the mayon toy. So then after 40 days, at the end, with the sunset of the 40th day, so that marks the end of the Midei Ayole Zohar. Or with the sunset of the 80th day, that marks the end of the Midea of the Eretz Nikeivo. So then, it's Mistama Toir and Miftach HaTome. So, Mistama Tome, Miftach HaToir. Mistama Toir, Mistama Tome means after the end of the 14th day. So it's Mistama Tome. So then any dam that is discharged, it comes from the Mayim Toir. Then, at the end of the 80th day, so it's Nistamatoy, that marks the conclusion of the Emeteya. So it's the Hatome, any dam that is discharged comes from Maintam. May binaye, ike binaye, shifas mitirshido la hashivo, umitirhavos ola abaos. Avoin la avoin, mitirshmeni la hashmeni, לרב, רישה לכולה וסייפה לחומרה, ללוי, רישה לחומרה וסייפה לכול, וסייפה לכול. נאו את סידרה. בשם המשלוס יכן תאר ביום את חדוס, מתאר בארד, כזו מילים את אור רחמונה, ואומרו לו כל יום שום, ובסיור שיתוס את כסף את נימוי תחיל את אור רחמונה. וכין דוי טוב, ועד אדום אותו מכיתום הסלידה, דהר ועבדום, מעיניך עוד הוא דם הבוא במילאידה, ודם הבוא במיתיה, ממעיניך עוד אימוי. העתיר אותי מוצא, קושים לי זוכו ולאו את מכיבו, והעתיר אותי רוצה, אך המכיר. נסתמתו מי, לחשוליים ונפתחתו יר. נסתמתו יר, לחשמים ונפתחתו מי. לרב, סובת נפילים, אין כבנאי, שיפס, מתיך שיבו לאחר שיבו. And I would say there was no stop. If the flow started, let's say in the afternoon of the seventh day, or in the afternoon of the 14th day, by the way, speaking of, and without a stop, it kept on flowing down. So, according to Rav, that the dam that comes out in the Yiditeya, it comes out from the same iron, as from the same source, as the dam that is discharged in the Meleide, but it's Ikeros HaKosu, even though it's the same dam, but it's Ikeros HaKosu. Whatever is discharged in the Meleide is Tome, and whatever is discharged in the Meleidea is Tome, is Toy. But it's the same dam, it comes from the same source. So Mimela, even though she kept on having the flow all the time from the afternoon, we started in the afternoon of the 7th or the 14th, and it continued into the 8th or into the 15th, without it stopped, But it's still Tommy, whatever is discharged. And the 8th and the 15th is Historia. Le Rav Reishi Nishifasi Tehemitum and Itala Ikume with Tehemot. The Avogad will Posak to Atehemot the Harkon. The Seife, the Shofo, Mitichmen, the Achamen, Mitichpei, Lachashmeni, the Chumre, with Meo, Lachashmeni, the Atehemot the Mosek. The Revi Reishi Lechumre in the case where she Nishifas from the 14th into the 15th, Kindle Iposko, the Nista Main Tomei, the Seife Mikule, the Kindle Iposko, the Nista Main Tomei. Now, this Gemara has to be explained. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva. So yes, here is the question. How is it possible? How can we conceive that there is a machlokes between Rav and Levi in such a mitzvah? I mean, whether the dam that comes out, that is discharged in the mitzvah, comes from the same source as the dam that is discharged in the mitzvah. How is it possible? It's a question of mitzvahs. I mean, how could there be a machlokes on such a question when there is such a divergence of opinion in respect to mitzvahs? I mean, such a divergence of question. In other words, whether it comes out from the same source or from a different source. So the Chassam Sefer says that it certainly comes out from the same source. It comes from the uterus, from the moke. I mean, everybody knows that the dam that is discharged, whether it's in the urine or it's in the tea, it all comes out from the uterus, from the moke. But the machlokes between Rav and Levi is whether the discharge of dam in the Yimelene and the discharge of dam in the Yimelene originate in the same sibe, in the same cause, or in different causes. Or in different causes. So the Chassam Sefer says, Rav says, my name. So what does it mean, my now? Not that it comes out from a different source. Rav is made it the dam that is discharged in the Nikea, so emanates from the uterus, from the body. But it is due to a different cause. In other words, there is another physiological cause for the flow of dam in the Nikea. So according to Levi, it is due to a different cause. A different cause. So, but according to Rav, it's due to the same cause. In other words, the same cause that brings about a discharge of dam in the Yimelene brings about a discharge of dam in the Yimelene. But why is this discharge toilet and this discharge stomach in the related and this discharge historia the secret accord? Mashenke Levi, he says the reason is why the Torah declares the dam that is discharged in the historia, because even though it emanates from the same source, from the uterus, from the mochea, but it's due to a different cause. Now, so according to the Chassam Sefer, so there is still a machlokes between Rav and Levi.
Shuri Alpha Nidal and Yerodev Noskusim continued, Chassivun Etoshim Membeis, May 30th, 1982, on Sunday continued.
So then there would be such a divergence of mitzvahs. But according to the Chassam Sefer, there is machlokes in mitzvahs, but it's not
it doesn't involve such a divergence in the material. In other words, both agree that it comes out from the same source. But the question is, does it originate in the same cause or in a different cause? So according to Levy, when he says Shtei Mayonis, so it means that Shnei Mayonis, that it originates in a different cause, and according to Ra, it originates in the same cause. Now, there is a shadow. Many women have the problem. There is such a thing, a phenomenon, as ovulation bleeding. Menstrual bleeding is something that affects every woman. If it doesn't affect the woman, so that's an abnormal condition. But ovulation bleeding, so the ordinary woman is not affected is not faced with that problem, but certain women, that's an abnormal condition. So, have what is called ovulation bleeding, the time when they ovulate, so they bleed. Now the question is whether ovulation bleeding makes the woman into a libido or not. Of course, with halacha, everybody passes that she has to count zayin if a woman has ovulation bleeding. But it seems to me that according to the Chasam Sefer Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Pshat in the Gemara, that the machlokes between Rav and Levi is not on the question as to whether it comes from the Mokel or it doesn't come from the Mokel. Of course, it all comes from the Mokel. In the Yemeteya, it also comes from the Mokel. But the machlokes is whether it originates in the same cause or in a different cause. So, according to Rav, so it originates in the same cause. And still, is she stero? Why is she stero? Because it's ignorance of cause. It's ignorance of cause. So, mainly, since it originates in the same cause, in the same physiological cause, so mainly, she eats toy, even in the case of Shifat. Even in the case of Shabbos, it's soil. Case of Shabbos, so it certainly originates in the same course, because the flow started, let's say, on the 14th in the afternoon, and it didn't stop, it continued into the night of the 15th. So, according to Rav, so Shabbos, it takes a boso, lachar a boso, so it's a kule. So it's soil. It's soil. Why? Because of the zero sakos. Now, according to Levi, that the reason as to why Yemiteya is toya is because it originates in a different cause. But suppose we know it originates in the same cause as in Yemileide, let's say in the case of Shabbos, so then it is toya. So according to Chasam Sefer's Pshat, it appears from this Gemara that according to Levi, that's how it appears, superficial, that according to Levi, since the discharge of dam in the Yemiteya originates in a different cause than the cause of the flow in the Yemileide, so Yemileide, the reason is why it's toya in the Yemiteya, because it's not Amide, it originates in a different cause. So it should follow that now in regard to the discharge of the explains in the Yemiteya, there is a machlokes, whether it originates in the same cause or in a different cause. But in regard to ovulation bleeding, that certainly originates in a different physiological phenomenon, in the contrary. I mean, physiologically speaking, so ovulation bleeding originates in an antithetical phenomenon than menstrual bleeding. But so according to some Sefer, she should not become a loop. I think that even to say that the machlokes between Rav and Levi is on the question as to whether it originates in the same physiological cause or not is also difficult. Because why should there be a machlokes on the name of the Mitzias? The Mitzias is what it is. Why should there be a machlokes between Rav and Levi? Alright, so he reduces the difficulty to a minimum, the Chasam Sefer.
If we were to assume that according to Rav, it comes out from the Mokir, and but it's Ixarasakosu that it's Tome, it's Toeria, and according to Levi, it doesn't emanate from the Mokir, it comes out from the Bisachite. Alright, then there is such a wide divergence in the Mitzias between what Rav says and the Yisra. And the Chasam Sefer reduces the difficulty to a minimum, but it's still difficult. Why should? How can there be machlekes in Mitzias? Why does Rav say one way and why does Levi say the other way? In the Mitzias is one way. I think that according to Rav and Levi, so the discharge takes place in the Mitea. So of course it emanates from the same source, from the uterus. From the uterus, not from the Bisachitze. In other words, menstrual bleeding emanates from the walls of the uterus. And the bleeding that takes place in the Yemitea also emanates from the walls of the uterus. But, so that's according to Rav and Levi. And then, but it emanates from a different cause. According to Levi and according to Rav. But the machlokes between Rav and Levi is on that question. If something emanates from the uterus, from the mokia, but it's not of menstrual origin. It's of a different origin. Let's say like ovulation. It emanates from the walls of the uterus, but it's not of menstrual origin. It's of ovulatory origin, in which physiologically speaking it is just the antithesis. Antithesis, a certain doctor explained it to me, so it is just the antithesis of menstrual origin, ovulatory origin. So, but it emanates from the same place, from the same source, from the walls of the uterus. So according to Rav, when the Torah is mitamei dam nido, it does not limit itself, dafke, to menstrual bleeding. It means any bleeding from the mokia. Any bleeding from the mokia. Any bleeding from the mokia. So in many ways, he says, Al kidini tzvay lechot. Two, it emanates from a different cause than the bleeding that takes place in the milady. But Al kidini is considered my lechot. Inasmuch as they all emanate from the mokia, from the walls of the uterus. And Levi says no, Shema Yotze. Because when the Torah is mitame damido, the Torah limits it to menstrual bleeding. But something that is not menstrual bleeding, even though it emanates from the mokeya, that doesn't come within the work of damido. So the reason is why we mitaya shistelo, because it's not damido. Whereas, according to Rav, anything that emanates from the mokia, any bleeding that emanates from the mokia, so is considered to be done. So in other words, so there is no machlokes in this. As a matter of fact, there is the Bes Yosef Shita is, the Ramot doesn't pass like that, but the Bes Yosef Shita is, and the Raivet in his Perush and Tiraskiyani has the same Shita, the Raivet. But the Bes Yosef Shita is, now sometimes a woman has a makor. So of course, if the makor is not in the mokel itself, it's in the Beis Achitze, outside the uterus, the makor, then of course she is not naked. If she has an ulcer in the Beis Achitze. But suppose a woman has a makor, an ulcer, in the uterus itself, and that gives rise to bleeding, because she has an ulcer in the uterus. So the shita of the Bes Yosef is that she is a widow. Even though it's a damako. But the Gemara says, damako is not mitame. So that has reference to damako in Bisachitze. But if the mako exists in the uterus itself, in the mokeya, then she is a widow anyway. The Ramor doesn't pass like that. But this is Shita Bes Yosef, and the Raivet in Spirush and Piraski, and he says the same thing like Bes Yosef. As a matter of fact, I mean, why many Rabbonim would probably say that the Messiah says Shiti is very strange. It's not strange at all, because if somebody just reads up, on menstruation, so you see readily that every menstrual bleeding is Dhamma. But the only difference between a bleeding of Dhammako in the Mokeya and menstrual bleeding is, because if the bleeding is a result of an ulcer in the Mokeya, that's abnormal. But this Dhammako is a normal thing. I mean, so every woman, every month, she has that kind of bleeding. But menstrual bleeding is a bleeding that results from the bursting of the veins. But it's a natural thing. So that's probably the reason as to why the Rambam is chilek on Reb Yosef. And the Rambam says that if it is established that the bleeding is not menstrual origin, but because the woman has an ulcer in the uterus, so then she's stable. Why? Even though every menstrual bleeding is a tamako, but that's a natural matter. Now, for example, there is a machlekes between the native Yehuda and the Tarsal nation. Machlekes. Suppose a woman, that's one of the most common shayles. A woman goes to the doctor, and the gynecologist, and he introduces an instrument into the uterus. And then, because of the insertion of an instrument into the uterus, so then she bleeds. But the doctor knows that she will bleed. Why? Because the insertion of the instrument into the uterus irritates the tissue, and then it results in bleeding. I mean, if you push an instrument into your throat, so it will also irritate and there will be bleeding. So if you push an instrument into the uterus, naturally it irritates the tissue of the walls of the uterus, and it results in bleeding. But that's not menstruation. I mean, the same thing will happen if an instrument will be introduced into the uterus of a woman who is already after menopause. So she'll still bleed because it irritates the tissue. Now, according to the Yehudi, if an instrument is inserted very deep, if the instrument is just inserted up to the cervix and it doesn't penetrate into the uterus, so then she's certainly not a needle, because that's Dhammako in the Beisachitz. But if it is inserted into the Mokeya, in the Mokeya, that's the uterus. So there, according to Yehude, she has to count Zayuki. And even if she doesn't see any Dam, so Yehude says, because in Psichas HaKevra, the way Dam, so Mimele, in as much as an instrument was introduced into the uterus, so it's impossible not to have a drop of Dam, even though she makes it thicker, she doesn't see any Dam. So she didn't detect it. But in Transformation, she says, no. Even if she finds Dam, but that's Dhammako. And of course, the Tversomeshe, the machleket between the neighborhood and the Tversomeshe is in regard to the Psak of the Ramon, because according to the Bess Yosef, so it doesn't make any difference. So even Dhammako is the Tamiyah as a medium. But the Ramon passes that the Dhammako in the Mokeh itself does not make her into a needle. So the question is, suppose he introduced an instrument. Now, what's the pshat of the Yehuda? So it's not, you know, like some so-called enlightened modern rabbis. So they say the Yehuda passed in that way because the Yehuda was not a scientist. He didn't know. He thought, the Yehuda thought that as a result of inserting an instrument into the uterus, so that arouses the menstruation, which is nonsense. And the Yehuda did not for a moment assume that way. But the Yehuda also knew that when a woman bleeds as a result of the insertion of an instrument into the uterus, it's not because the insertion of the instrument into the uterus arouses menstruation. I mean, that will take place even a woman after menopause. But the Yehuda the Buddha Shikhi is, inasmuch as every menstrual bleed is Dhammaka. It is Dhammaka. Essentially is Dhammaka. So why does the Rambo say that a Dhammaka even the Mokeya is does not make an illegal? Because true that menstrual bleeding is also mako, but this is a natural mako. So the Rebbeinu Shalom created a woman that way. So only that mako that is a natural thing, that is a natural thing, yet, so that makes her the needle. But if the mako is not, is an abnormal condition, so then it does not make her, it does not make her into a needle. So the male, the Nibiruddha Shiki is, the Shiva Kontra Law, since it's natural for a woman to have an instrument inserted into the uterus, so the male, it's considered like a natural matter. So this bleeding, which is caused by the irritation of the tissue of the uterus, is like the bursting of the veins in the walls of the uterus. That's also a matter, but that's a natural thing. So the Torah declared it as damido, as stomach. So this also, and the transformation she takes to the country. Anyway, so in final analysis, if we explain the machlekes between Rav and Levi, not the way the Chassam Sefer explains it, it's still machlekes and mitzias. It's still machlekes and mitzias. But and so then the Kol Sefer appears that suppose we know that a certain bleeding in the mochia so emanates from a different cause than menstrual bleeding, so then she wouldn't be torn. I mean, so then ovulation bleeding should not be carried, you know. But if we say that there is no machlokes in mitzias between Rav and Levi, and that both Rav and Levi agree as the mitzias is, it comes out from the same source, from the mochia, and the mitzias is that it originates in a different cause. But the shaila is indeed, if something emanates from the mochia, but it emanates from a different cause than the cause of menstrual bleeding, whether it's considered amido or it's not considered amido. So according to Rav, it's considered by Nechot, and according to Levi, it's considered shtimayonis. And of course we pass like Rav, so that means if a woman has ovulation bleeding, so she is a nido midoraisi. Midoraisi, because it emanates from the same cause. I mean, when we learn Niskusim, so we see, I mean, in my opinion, that the Gemara also discusses that according to some Rishonim, the Gemara mentions ovulation bleeding. I mean, if we understand the Gemara properly, right? So that is the machlekes between Rav and Levi. All right, I'll have to start with the next 5 minutes of the next year. Now, so for Tuesday, please go over very carefully the whole Gemara. And if you can look up the Chidushi HaRashbo, in the regular Chidushi HaRashbo on the day, so you don't have the Chidushi HaRashbo on the Niskusi. You only have up to the end of Machelas. But there is a special Chidushi HaRashbo that has a Gomitzie and Nide, Gomitzie and Nide together. In some, it says, Aniravi and Ambuni. Who made it? That the Baal is Nemo. That the Baal is Nemo. The Isha is not Nemo. So, Ogram is that. Must this be the ratio of the Mishneh called the Ramil? Kirishan is born with Bomi, maybe. Even though the Ramil says that the Isha is the Mones, that's only the case where the Isha is the Anistan is born, the Baal is the entire Shemo. Mashiach came in this case, in the nation of Mishneh, where the Baal is also ten times Bori, so then Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that the issue is not Lemanes, that the Baal is made. So if we say like this, so we can understand this why in the same way it says, we made Rabbi Yeshua. So he made the Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, because calls in the relation. So, Rabbi Gamliel is made because in the relation, Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that the issue is not the menace. So in the same way, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel, that is, so in the same way, Rabbi Yeshua is made that is the menace with me. So, because of the commission, the Chilai the man of Rabbi Gamliel be made, or the Shafi will be the Rabbi Yeshua. Chilai the Rabbi Gamliel be made. So why did the Gemara say, or Nachem is a Chanamim is Tadre, that the Reishe calls with Rabbi Gamliel also? Because, but even if we say that the Reishe does not accord with Rabbi Gamliel, and that Rabbi Gamliel holds even the Reishe, so that the Reishe can collect the Messiah, even though there are no Eidim, Shiyotzes, the Numeh, coming from Amir, we still can understand as to why in the same way the Mishnah uses the washing of Midr of Yeshua. Because of the Mishnah, the Chulai, the Name of the Amir of the Midr, or the Shabbat of Midr of Yeshua, so in the Rafa Gav, the Reishe Paudinal, the Reishe Paudinal, because if we say that Amir is not made, that the Reishe of the Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Gamliel. So that means, who is the Moreh Geschmeitzer of the Reish of the Mishneh? Rabbi Yeshua. And in the Reish of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua is Chelek Rabbi Gamliel. Because in the Reish of the Mishneh says, and that's Rabbi Yeshua, that he does not read him, she also read him. So then, the Mishneh cannot collect. The Mishneh cannot collect, Rabbi Yeshua is saying. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, even in that case, even if the other Eidim, the Isha can still collect Messiah. So Rabbi Yeshua in the Reishe is Chelika Rabbi Gamliel, because he says only if there are Eidim Shiyotze Ben Yume. But if there are no Eidim Shiyotze Ben Yume, then Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishneh that the Isha cannot collect. The Isha cannot collect. So even so, he's saying the same thing. Even though I Rabbi Yeshua, am Chelika you. In the Reishe of the Mishneh, in the case of the Reishe, but in the case of the Sefer of the Mishneh, I agree with you. So, when the Rav Adam the Reishe called you out of the Sefer Medina, the Rav Adam the Reishe, the Sefer Medina, the Echot, Kei Chadas, the Shafir, the Meir, Rabbi Yeshua, the Ayat, the Rav Gamliel, the Meide, Rav Adam the Meir, Rav Gamliel, the Meir, the Meir, the Rabbi Yeshua. So then, Teisa says, the Yashik, Rashis Pshat. ויש לי אשר תובד על קייר רב גמליו במידע שייר חומיס נשאר כי רומיד רבי ישוע אבל גם זו הרי מי ינחו כלי מדע גם ביטון הביא עושה במידע רב גמליו תון אינם הם יוצא במידע רבי ישוע עד הוא יעד לא עיר רב גמליו במידע ושייר חומיס נה ומידע רבי ישוע להשמינון אבל כאן בפולי ברנשא מידע בסייפה כי ברנשא בסייפה אינם מי ינחו נראה So we can answer that kasha against Rashi. Because if we say that the Reish of the Mishneh, the Reish of the Mishneh calls with Rabbi Gamliel too, so that means that in the Reish of the Mishneh, Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua. And in the Sefer of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel. So then there is a certain parallelism. In other words, who made Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, just as in the Reish of the Mishneh, so Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that if there are no Eidim Shiyotzes Ben Yume, so then the Isha cannot collect Messiah, just as in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh. Rav Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, so in the case of the Sefer of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rav Gamliel. So there is a certain parallelism. But if we say that the Reish of the Mishneh does not accord with Rav Gamliel, so in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh, Rav Gamliel is not made to Rabbi Yeshua, on the contrary, Rav Gamliel is Chelek, and it's only Rabbi Yeshua says that Aloche in the Reish of the Mishneh. So there is no parallelism, just because Rabbi Yeshua is Chelek and Rav Gamliel in one year, and is not Chelek, and Rabbi Gamliel another year, because of that he should say, who made Rabbi Yeshua, so there is no parallelism. Alright. Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Yeshua. Because in the same pair, Rav Gamliel is made it Rabbi Yeshua. In the same pair, Rabbi Yeshua is made it Rav Gamliel. Ah, but why Rav Gamliel made it? We shall have to meet Rabbi Yeshua. Lashim Lachadam, because the Reisha made it the same pair. King the Reisha the same pair. Eino mi yen echot. Abel Koshe, the way Havel Umeir, but Rashi's Piyat is still there. Abel Koshe, the Havel Umeir, the Amiki Koye, the Hadash, the Namel Piyosh Akunfes, Amigal. Because even according to the Haramim of the Gemara. So the Pshat was, so when the Sefer, in the Sefer, Yeshua says, so the Zusha of the Choy, so Kachio Iman, Shulemon, Shafes Orosa, what the Sheikia, so even according to the Haramim of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even though I was Chelik and Yuram Gamriel in the case of Mishael Stanley and Nasti, in the Sekachos of Echo, vi who ain't ya loy elon mi ela achele aras menas achele aras pich menas so this is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Even though I do not agree, I Rabbi Yeshua do not agree with Yoshike, with the effectiveness of Mige in the case of Mishael Stanley Nasti, but in this case I agree with you that Mige is effective. Mige is effective. So even according to the Halamin of the Gemara, even according to the Halamin of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, when he said, made the Bema, Chavir, so the Yeshua, also, he had reference to the Mige. We need to read the book of the Bushi. The Hebrew of Shemadom, the Muslim may now be calling from the real relation. Now, I have about the Hebrew of Shemadom, and the real mission to have Shemaman issue. We call Abu Nabi Yeshua, he already slain by the Ramdamil. We may make it up with the Hebrew of Shemadom. May the Ramdamil be down the more, highly determined with the Rabbi Yeshua, the Baha'i Bori Nemo, the South, the Daito, the time of the Rabbi Yeshua mission Bori. Vishemo, the Zainitele, Kepiro, the Kuntres. In other words, the Dahaba Mina of the Gemore was like Hashashit. Hashashit Yahweh the Emes. Because Hashashit Yahweh the Emes is in the Comic Maskon of the Gemore. That Rabbi Yeshua only applies Mige in the case where the Morekame, the son of the Morekame, so he doesn't know anything. He is only ten shem. So the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua says, so the Zusha of Bichol, so in the case of so the Zusha of Bichol, so Ukakhtiro Nemo, so Nemo is not because of Mige. After Mige by itself, so Mige the boy toying Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't rely on Mige the boy toying Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because since it turns out now that the father of Shimon, Ruben says to Shimon, so the Zusha of Bichol is so. So as a result of the enjoyed by Ruben, so it turns out that Shimon is a Morekame, so the male that Mige the boy toy is a middle age. Because in Karke there is no Tophus. So the male, since it is established on the basis of Ruben's Idoi, that the Morekame was Shimon's father, so that means Shimon is the Morekame, Shimon is the Mosek. And if he's the Morekame, if he's the Mosek, so we shouldn't be able to believe him on the basis of Mige, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because it's a middle hate. Is to be made from the Mosek, from Shimon. Shimon is the Mosek. But in the case where Shimon doesn't know anything, and he's saying Kanishemo, so there, that's why he's Nemo. Because of the Boring Shemo, together with Mige. But without Bor, if it would be Boring with Bori, then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that he's Nemo. If Shimon would be there, so the thing shall all be also. Because out to is on the Obi. So then, even though Reuben would say, so the Zushal of Yichoiso, Ukartil in Menno, then Reuben wouldn't be Nemo, according to Rashi. So Teisa says that the Kudhavamin of Gemore assumed like Rashi, that the only case where the Yeshua is mining is only if Shimon is a Shemo, is a great time Shemo. But if Shimon would be paying in times Bobby, so then Reuben wouldn't be Nemo. So in Meile, the Gemara said, Ochanami Misaba, because the Gemara said, Afilo Tein Randamli, Atom and Kamaramli, also will borrow the Shem, Avocha will borrow the Borrow Yom. So the Gemara and the Kashi will cover it by Kavale, Hobo will borrow you. So the Gemara said that the Havam in the walls, Kidding the Reid Noishim Psuis in Soreis, is the Borrow the Shem of God. So now the Gemara is saying, Ochanami Misaba, that in the case where she says Psuah Nisasani and he says Amor Nisasani, even though he's taking it on his body, but the body is a body Goa. The body is a body Goa. So Achanam Nisatav of the Chibori Mishemadom, the Bori Mahatomi Kavram Liberation. And after that, the Chibori Mishemadom, still, but since it's not Mamish Shemo, so he's made Rabbi Gamliel. Mishum Gulab Shemo Mamish. Minikol Maru made Rabbi Yeshua. He Avro Bishoy Naya Rabbi Gamliel. Be made to him Avro Gab the Chibori the Shemo Dome. So in the Reishe of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Gamliel is also made in this case. That if the Avro Reidim Shiyotze be Nume. So the Baal is Nemo. So why is Rabbi Gamliel made? Even though it is like Bori Mishemo, because the Bori is the Bori Yahua, and still, so Rav Gamliel is needed, that the Baal is Nemon, because it's not Mamish Shemo, it's only Bori Yahua. So the Mele Rav Gamliel is needed, that the Baal is Nemon. Chaim Tiktone, we made Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of Eno Chavir, so the Zushal Adicho Yisro. We made Rabbi Yeshua, that the high Bori Nemon. In other words, so there are two kinds of Bori Shemo. There is the kind of Bori Shemo in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh, where it's not Mamesh Shemo, it's just the Bori Gora. So in that case of Bori Shemo, so Yibram Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, and then in the other case, there's the case of the Seif of the Mishneh, where it is Mamesh Bori Shemo, where his mom is born in Shemo, so then Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel. So the halakha of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yeshua is only made to Rabbi Gamliel in the case where Shimon is staying in Tani Shemo. But in the case where Shimon is staying in Tani Shemo and he says to Reuben, you gazled it from my father, then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that Reuben is there. So yeah, we should not have a meal to make a good rabbit on the body of Shemot Dome, maybe a meal to bow them on, hand it on the way of Yeshua, the Bible of Emma. Besides, I don't have the Yeshua mission for the Shemot, the same day, he will be with the good press. The hash day, have a meal of Yahweh, a meal of Yeshua, me and Echo. Elo Yam, in other words. So, according to this, what the body is saying, if we say that in the case of Psua Nisasani, the UML of Komon Nisasik, so it's like Bori Shemo, and still Rabbi Gamliel is made that the Baal is Nemo. Why? Because it's not Shemo Mamesh, so then we understand the parallelism in the Mishnah. In the Reishe, so Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that even though it is a Bori Shemo, it has descendants of the Bori Shemo, since it's not Mamesh Shemo, it's only Bori Gohua. So if Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that the one who says, who is there, in time is going to Gohua, is Nemo, because it's not Mamesh Shemo, it's not an actual Shemo, it's only going to Gohua. So Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that in the case of Rabbi Shemo, that is, does not involve an actual Shemo, a real Shemo, but only Rabbi Gohua, so then the Baal is Nemo. So Rabbi Gamliel is made in that case to Rabbi Yeshua, that even though it has the semblance of Bore Shemo, but in view of the fact that it's not a real Shemo, it's only Bore Bora, so the melee, Rabbi Gamliel has made it to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Baal who is staying in Bore Bora, it's not an actual Shemo, so it's Nemo. Then, maybe Rabbi Yeshua is made it in the case where there is an actual Bore Shemo. An actual Bore Shemo, and the Mike, so in that case, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel. But if we are going to say that the case of the Rishon Mishnah is not to be considered as having the semblance of Bore Shemo, so what kind of parallelism is there between the Sefer and the Rishon Mishnah? Mahashta, the Rishon Gamliel, the Rishon Mishnah, Eliyahu, the Rishon Bore Bore, Gomel. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua in the Sefer is Maimon Ruben is because of Bore Shemo? No! The reason why Rabbi Yeshua in the Sefer is Maimon Ruben is not because of Bore Shemo. Even in the case of Bore Bore, because of Mige. Because it's a real Mige, the time of Rabbi Yeshua, Mishim Bore Shemo, a Mige Koye, and even in the case where Shimon would be taking in Tainas Bore, and Ruben would be taking in Tainas Bore, so also the devil in the Mige. Why? Because it's a real Mige. The time of Rabbi Yeshua, Bore Shemo, a Mige Koye, the time of Rabbi Yeshua, Mishim Mige, the devil appear, I will take the Hebrew if Shimon is taking in Tainas Bore. And even though in Pirkin Kame, so Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the Mige, so it's only that Mige, because that Mige is not a good Mige, because the potential time, he doesn't have any more credibility than on the actual time. Mashenkin in this case, so there is a real Mige, so then Rabbi Yeshua relies on the real Mige, even if it's born with God. Hotsom Sheshokhu Brech. Pirish Bukunches, Shuitayen, Achele Raskech Menas, Vihoche, Ein Sheshokhu Brech, or Bein Alokevi. That's Rashi Shikin. That Rabbi Yeshua is only made to Rabbi Gamliel in the case where Shimon is not able, where Shimon doesn't know anything. But in the case where Shimon is sitting on his body, there, Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on me. Vihivi Foresh, Dochen, Amai, Rabbi Alokevi. Kibirash, ואורך הפירושי, אוסף שיש אוסף בנך עוד הרי ובצורים, ויחירי מהבשורני, כמו היא, ויחירי מהבשורני, כמי שיש אוכל, שיחורי מהחיו, ולאורך בין ממרס, משכסת הנעסתי, בין ממרס, וכסים צמית אחתך, ולהם, הורך, אין שיש אוכל בפנך, ונמון בליגה, ויבוי אומר, לאורי סור, שלום ביחומק, Kinder is not seen, so as he says, to regain my habit, so this is the cash of the money is the rat boy. This is the Hilchim on the Harov. Machine came according to Shmuel, the Hilchim on the Harov. So the money doesn't have any cash. So even though Reb Moshe is suicide, is suicide stories, but we cannot rely on hope, so if there are no reading, she wants it in Nume, so then we cannot correct, she cannot correct. Mosai, but it is a shame, says that the cash of the more is even a little Shmuel, because Shmuel says in Yuchim Mobrach Harov, when the rope is not coupled to the Cheskas, with the Cheskas Agum, Mashenkin here in this case, we have both. We have rope and Cheskas Agum. And on the other side, we have just Cheskas Money. So even according to Shmuel, we can relate to the other Moses on the basis of rope and Cheskas Agum. So the machlokes between Tesis and Tesis Shemin is on the question as to whether, according to Shmuel, the Hilchim Rav Nacharov is it only on the basis of Rav Kredi, but suppose on the basis of Rav combined with Cheskes Agud, then Shmuel is maybe that we go for Sarov and Cheskes Agud, or there is a loch of Abitz and Chavir and Raya, we cannot believe in Ram Moshe, even if we have the combination of rope very chesed are grouped together. So according to, and therefore there is a machlokes between tasteless and between tasteless and the tasteless. Now we more. In the Yishayim Shiyot is been named. So then the Yishayim is given from a son. So the Gemara says, "Kasha v'diulei chushdim elav kevim b'hai divine." We got. How can we let her begin the Messiah on the basis of the fact that Dwayne testified that she was not a Minumer, that's a lie, that she was Mrs. Psuo, but that can be Mirshul, if we let her begin the Messiah. Now, the Mishnah obviously is reference to the case where the Mishnah doesn't produce the Ksum. Because if the Mishnah had reference to the case where the Mishnah produces the Ksume, so then there wouldn't be any question. Let's take a look at the Ksume. What does the Ksume say? Oh, whether the Ksume says, Umayya Psalaychi, or the Ksume says, Umayya Amula Saychi. Now, so why does she have to produce anything who testified with Yosef Ben Nume? We should look at Exuve. So obviously the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Isha doesn't produce Exuve. The Isha says, the Exuve is misplaced. I lost it. I don't have an Exuve. So then the Mishnah says, even though the Isha doesn't produce Exuve, and she says, she misplaced the Exuve, but if she produces anything who testified that they saw that at the time of the wedding she was Yotzev Ben Nume or Eshet Paruah, so then she can collect Masayim. But how can Bez collect Masayim for her on the basis of the aiding? But she might collect twice. Right now she says that the Ksuve she lost, but that doesn't mean that she lost it. Maybe she needed something, and now on the basis of the aiding, so she'll collect the Messiah. Then she'll go to another city and she'll produce the Ksuve. She'll produce the Ksuve. Maybe she's lying. Maybe she had the Ksuve. So, and she'll produce the Ksuve, and then she won't even have to produce anything. So on the basis of the Ksuve, so she'll collect twice. So how can Vesti do such a thing that might involve a hefset for the Baal? So she collect twice. Now there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Mor Basra. When a malve produces ishta, so and he wants to collect, so of course it's a raya that the Lena didn't pay out yet because she told the other my boy. So suppose the mouth produces his star and he wants to collect, does the Lena have his schools to say, I'm not going to pay unless he surrenders the star? Because I don't want to pay. The Lena has his schools to say, I don't want to pay, and that if he doesn't, the mouth will not surrender the star to me. I'll pay now, and he'll keep the star, and then he'll come a month later, he'll take me to another Besdin that wouldn't know of what the proceeding that took place at this Besdin, and then he'll lie and say he never collected a debt, and he'll produce the star. So if he wants, so the Mandoma who says in case he's in there, so the lady has his host to say, you won't pay them? You Malve, you want I should pay you? Fine, I'll pay you. But first, surrender the shtar. Surrender the shtar! And the Malve says, no, I don't want to surrender the shtar. I don't want to surrender the shtar. You are afraid. You don't trust my integrity. You have no confidence in my integrity. Okay. So, you are entitled to protection. So you can demand that I should give you the seat, the shade. Fine. That you can demand. But if I should give up the shtar, that's my property, the shtar. It belongs to him. I don't want to give up my shtar. It's my money. All right, it's not the value of the paper is not so much.